back in February this year, the Nola Chul revealed tyres and pallets were being collected for an 11th night bonfire. It happened in the New Mosley Estate. We've been contacted again by people in that area who say that the tyres and pallets have again been dumped. They're back 7 months before next summer's bonfire night. Couldn't be true. Ulster Unionist Party Councillor Mark Cosgrove. Is this true? 7 months before and the tyres are back?
Well, let's be honest. Let's call it for what it is, Stephen. It's just fly tipping. So it's got nothing to do with a bonfire or the 11th night or culture or anything else. It's fly tipping. And the housing executive, having been contacted by myself and other colleagues, removed them yesterday. So it's just wanton fly tipping.
Well, it's traditional bonfire material, isn't it? Pallets and tyres.
I didn't see the pallets, but I can tell you it may be called traditional bonfire material, but as you rightly say, as residents say, as community workers say, as bonfire builders say, certainly not in December, and certainly not in the name of anything to do with what would be recognised as our culture or anything to do with bonfire on the 11th.
So, Mark, here's what brought this to my attention. So the council don't move in July to remove the pallets and tyres because of health and safety risks, among other reasons. But they did move in yesterday and remove them. So if they can remove them yesterday, why don't they remove them in July?
Well, first of all, Stephen, the site's owned by the housing executive, so it was them who moved them. Well, we're back to the issue, which we've discussed on your show previously. There is a recognition that the reality on the ground, certainly in the latter months of spring leading up to the 11th night celebrations, that there are sites that have been traditionally used for many, many years as bonfires.
So what months are they allowed? Are you allowed to dump tyres in the middle of an estate, and what months are you not?
Well, there's no months, Stephen, that you're allowed.
Do you want me to pick one? July. Anecdotal evidence.
Yeah.
June and July.
You're not allowed, but in the real world that we all live in, certainly May and June would be traditional months for collecting for bonfires.
Yeah, so June and July, maybe the housing executives should just put this in their glossy brochure next year. During June and July, we'll turn a blind eye to tyres and pallets being left in the middle of estates. Every other month, we'll enforce the law.
To be honest, I personally think that tyres have no place anyway. That's my own personal view, not just for environmental reasons. Last 11th night, I went around several of the bonfires in my area, and the ones that had tyres on them, or the one that had tyres on them, you couldn't actually see the fire. It did genuinely spoil the enjoyment. Environmental issues. So to me, to become a traditional form of the wood that burns in a bonfire, but I think tyres have no place in modern fires, personally.
So when is wood allowed to be deposited on that site?
If the sites are within what we have as a bonfire protocol, at the minute that is from the beginning of June. But as I say, some sites are not in that protocol, so clearly there's different rules for different sites.
And what happens if it lands there in April or February or March?
For sites that are in our protocol, if it arrives there in April, February or March, then the organisers, the event that goes around it, because as we keep saying, there's no actual fire that receives any funding. It's the 11th night activities, the bouncy castles, the face painting and stuff like that. Then the organisers are asked to speak to their...
Are New Mosley part of that protocol?
They're not. They haven't been part of it, but I would love them to be part of it, to be honest, because there's a lot of good people there doing great work, and I would love them to be part of it.
Mark, thank you. Interesting. Nice to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.